Imagine looking through 250,000 signatures in dark, narrow passages with a flashlight in an order to find where one very famous person had left their mark. It's just part of the interesting story behind this place that you may just know from a book you've read. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What is today known as Mark Twain Cave in Hannibal, Missouri, was discovered in 1819. Decades before Twain wrote about the cave in novels such as Tom Sawyer, people were visiting and leaving their mark.
As far as the signatures go, this was part of the experience. Locals would come in and sign their name. There's been some speculation that perhaps there was bragging rights about who had the most signatures in the cave.
Vicki Vale says prior to the National Landmark designation in 1972, you could sign your name. And many people did.
We don't know exactly who some of these people are. We know that they're a part of our story as well. And so we have estimated about 250,000 signatures throughout the Mark Twain Cave.
There are about 6 miles of walls in this narrow cave where signatures could be written. They knew the author had pinned his name to a wall, but with so many crooks and crannies, they could never find it.
The signature of Samuel Clements, that was found in the summer of 2019, so very recently, always expected to be found.
Signature analysis was used to verify what had been found, but some writing here is more than a person's signature. In fact, some words were carved in stone for a price.
This was etched in here by a professional stonemason in the early 1900s who had been hired by a shoe company called Star Brand Shoes. And so it says, "Star Brand Shoes are better, sold by Roberts Johnson and Rand Shoe Company of St. Louis."
And consider that advertising was professionally etched into the walls in 1909 and would have had to been read by candlelight by visitors. But it was prime real estate to share one's message. Traveling the countryside in Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.